That's right. Yeah, usage rate. Mike Gallagher from Roto World. What's up, Mike?
Not much, man. I'm like you said, it's football season pretty much. I'm really busy with drafts, but hey, man, like you said, make it a blockbuster night, apparently.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a Jets, you're a Jets fan though, so you'd be comfortable talking about basketball.
Yeah, it's still basketball season.
Honestly, man, like that's probably why I like fantasy so much. It's because I'm a Jets and a Mets fan, and it just drew me to fantasy. My teams are bad all the time, so
it's such a rough one. It, Mike, it, like your fantasy allegiances and your actual team allegiances are rough, but in basketball, there are not many that do it better. You can find all the content over at Roto World. And actually, if you guys are into basketball, we have the ITL Fantasy Basketball Podcast. The first episode is releasing on Friday, and we got Dr. A on it reviewing the slow mock draft we did, Gallagher. But he was talking about how you guys are deep in the draft kit that you're working on for Roto World, and that's coming out, what, like right around Labor Day?
Yeah, it's due September 1st, and I think we published it on the 6th of September. So, yeah, pretty much, man. It's I just did my first top 200 and made some adjustments today with the trade. So a lot of guys moving up and down. Nothing too crazy, but yeah, I mean, I say Brad Stevens just unlocks value for a lot of guys. I mean, Jay Crowder, for instance, Isaiah Thomas, another guy who was, you know, solid. He peaked at like third round in fantasy, but he was like a first rounder last year.
Yeah,
and a lot
yeah.
of that's because of Brad Stevens.
Well, and let's talk about all that. So let me lay out the land here, and I'll kind of pose the first question here. Obviously, the big blockbuster trade goes down in the NBA. Kyrie Irving not happy with being a Cleveland Cavalier, not happy with LeBron James, not talking to his teammates, blah, 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 whatever. Rumors all across the board of where Kyrie Irving could go, and he travels across the flatland now over to Boston as he's traded for Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, Ante Zizek, and Brooklyn's first-round pick, a really huge trade. There's a lot of shade being thrown on the Isaiah Thomas front right now. So just first off, like, how shocked were you at this trade to see the magnitude of stars that were traded? I think I saw it was like the first time in history two guys that averaged 25 points or more were traded for each other.
I mean, it's crazy. You're talking about two All-Stars on the first and second seed for the Eastern Conference. You really can't get much of a bigger trade, especially when you're looking at what happened with the Jimmy Butler deal, how the Bulls got basically nothing back. Obviously, yeah. Chris Paul, it's a different situation. They gave up a lot, and I've seen a lot of people kind of kill Danny Ainge. But potentially, if you're going to get Kyrie Irving for the rest of his career, I mean, it's kind of small potatoes if you're going to really complain about what's going to be probably a top five, top seven pick. I think the Nets are going to be better than people give them credit for. But, yeah, I mean, it's really a fair deal if you want to talk about it just from a reality standpoint. Like I said, Brad Stevens can really turn a superstar into a super-duper star. And what Isaiah Thomas from a very solid starting point guard to an all-star MVP candidate. So, I can't wait to see what Kyrie has in store.
I was going to say, how high is this raising Kyrie Irving on your board? Because he was like a middle of the second round type of guy before this trade. Maybe, you know, some people, he's going to go in the second round. He's never a first round pick. Is he that wheel first round pick type of guy now, or is he solid in the first, or where would you take Kyrie at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I still have him pretty firmly behind Dame. I'm not going to put him over Dame with Dame in his 79.2 games per season. That number is just delicious. Guy's just always out there.
Delicious.
He was number six. It was, man. If you see a guy playing 80 games year in and year out, a guy who could score like lower, number six post-break last year, just really the Nurkic thing kind of unlocked his ceiling. But yeah, don't forget, Kyrie's missed some time. He had some ankle injuries. He's never really been his season high or career high is 75 games. So, you know, keep in mind, he does miss games, sometimes resting. But this guy, he's going to be insane. I mean, his ceiling is probably higher than Dame's ceiling is. So, yeah, like you said, he's in that kind of – I would probably take him over Chris Paul. I actually bumped him from 19 to 15, I think I have him. So, like you said, right at that first turn, you're looking at maybe Pat putting him with – Gobert or Jokic, that'd be a nice little 1-2 big small combo to throw in there.
That's probably a little bit behind Wall. That's a big praiser. I like that. Well, what about and you can talk about them both interchangeably if you want as well. Isaiah Thomas, let's just throw him in here. Same thing. Is this a boost? I mean, I think you know, as we stare at it, it's not a boost, and it's probably a negative to his value as Kyrie Irving kind of was when LeBron came back into town with Kevin Love. So what do you think after the trade on Isaiah Thomas and his value?
I mean, if you're comparing it to last year, you're going to obviously like it less But keep in mind, too, we liked his situation before yesterday less because of Gordon Hayward and adding extra Jason Tatum and all these other guys. Jaylen Brown's going to produce more. We'll get to them shortly, I think. But, yeah, I mean, it's not good. He was out of the second round for me, early third, and that's kind of where he is again. LeBron, I mean, Kyrie and him are very similar. Their actual time of possession was, I think, 0.3 minutes per game, so basically nothing. You're talking about 20 seconds a game of having the basketball. It's nothing. So, but yeah, I mean, Isaiah is really good. They're in a very good pace. They play a lot of catch and shoot like the Celtics do. So it should be really a seamless transition for him sliding right in there. But again, it's going to be adjustment period. So you can't just assume he's going to go in there and be better than he was last year. He is aging. You don't think he's the kind of guy that'll have a long career. Like I always say, Russell Westbrook is a guy who once he kind of peaks athletically, you're going to see a decline. I think Isaiah is a little similar. Once he starts to slow down, he's not going to do it this year. But yeah, just the downside's a little bit higher going to LeBron. We saw this with Oladipo last year. We all shortchanged how much of an impact that would be.
Yeah.
So just the uncertainty there, it's got to hurt him a little bit. So I'd rather have like CJ McCollum or somebody like that if I'm looking at early third. Even Bradley Beal I have higher than him.
Real quick, before we go, Bogman, I just want to point this out because we'll probably cover this in the next segment. As you talked about it, Rich Hill is 8 perfect innings right now, and Chase Utley made an insane catch to get out. It looks like Josh Bell to preserve it. And it'll be going into the 9th here shortly, so we'll kind of monitor it. But a perfect game going for the most tired human being on the planet, Rich Hill. But continue on. We only got a couple more minutes.
No blisters?
No, yeah, Blister God is he's still in it, though.
Yeah.
Perfect game is tiring him out.
Yeah.
Gallagher, how does this affect the other guys? Because we were talking to Dr. A last night, and he was like, man, I had my write-ups done, and now I had to, you don't have to go back and change just the guys that got moved. You got to change a bunch of guys. Like, Crowder did get moved, but Jason Tatum's going to, his role is going to expand. Looks like Jaylen Brown may move to shooting guard like you guys have in your depth chart. So who are the other, what is the residual effects of this trade on the other players? Who goes up, who goes down?
Yeah, I mean, they were going to play probably about 20 minutes of Crowder at the four. So that is a big hole there. Again, Kyrie pretty much is slots into Isaiah's minutes. But now you really got to either, we're going to probably see the Gordon Hayward muscle watch in the next week because he's going to have to play some four. Jason Tatum, I don't really think he can play the four yet. They actually played Semi Ojeleye, who was, I thought, a steal in the second round on draft day. He could be sneaky. He's someone to watch in camp, not that you're going to draft him. And I'm not a Marcus Morris guy, especially in fantasy. Very inefficient, doesn't do anything defensively. But he's a late-round pick if you want to see. Hey, like we said, Brad Stevens can turn water into wine, I guess. And I guess that fits for Marcus Morris. Get it?
Yeah. That word. Hey, Gallagher, we got like a minute and a half here. I want to ask you this one real quick as we get out here. Remember to go check out Gallagher over on Roto World. It's one of the best places to get all the information. Follow him on Twitter, at Mike S. Gallagher. Just in about a minute, LeBron James, all this mess goes on. He gets put by the wayside for a second. Do you think LeBron James is gone as a Cavalier after this season?
I think it's a coin flip, man. I mean, all the evidence is mounting against him going. It's got to be getting up there. He does not like how he handled the whole front office thing with Griffin and all that. And this is, it's just been a disaster of an offseason. So, yeah, it's going to be definitely the story to watch really all season, especially if they lose games. Even to any degree, the pressure's going to be on big time.
Yeah,
you know where
for
he's
sure.
going if he leaves too. He's Where's going that? To Houston. Yeah. If
oh,
he leaves.
Give me a
break. Yeah.
He's going.
State.
He's not going to Golden State. He's not going to Golden State.
He's
going to
purchase his own. He's going to purchase his own team, and then he'll just. It'll be
the Rockets are for sale. The Welsh.
Okay, the Houston
he
LeBron
can buy
James.
The Rockets. Yeah, okay. That's fine. I don't care.
Better ownership.
The Houston, give me a rings. That's what I want.
Give me a rings. All right. Well, he is Mike Gallagher. Mike S. Gallagher is the Twitter handle. Basketball is coming up more than everybody knows because I know you guys are all focused on football. Totally understandable. But this trade reminded everyone of the importance of basketball. And Roto World is one of those important places to get all your information, as well as the ITL Fantasy Basketball Podcast. So go check out the draft guide. Gallagher, we love you, my friend. We will talk to you soon and get you back on here shortly.
Thanks a lot, man.